This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, no Wayne Allyn Root again. Want to remind you guys he will be joining us at, 8:05 on the East Coast, 5:05 on the West Coast. My name is Lee Elsie, filling in for him on the USA Radio Network. War Now. Our phone number is 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. My email address. A lot of folks are reaching out to me through email, and that's always a lot of fun, too. Lee Elsie Radio. It's L-E-E-E-L-C-I Radio. At gmail.com. Feel free to call in. We do have a couple folks who are on hold, so I don't want you to wait. We'll go right out to them. And that's Peter calling from Connecticut. Pete, you're on War Now.
Yeah, good afternoon. Good evening, Lee. I'm not so damn sure that this, how do you pronounce his name?
Smollett.
I'm not so sure. He was just looking for a pay raise. I think he had an ulterior motive. I really do. I think some of these guys are pushing the envelope. You know, there's such a terrible hatred for Trump. You know, some people love him, some people hate him.
Yep.
And I think he's one of the haters that just carried, you know, went a little too far with it. He could have started some trouble, some serious trouble. And one of these days, it's going to happen. Somebody's going to get hurt. Somebody's going to get killed. And it's going to start. It's going to spill out into the streets. It's going to be nasty. You know, I grew up, I was born 41, so I was a child of the late 40s and the early 50s. And I lived through a lot of this stuff that, you know, a lot of people can only dream of. You know, they read about it in history books. They have an idea of what went on, but I remember what went on. I remember the serious lynchings, the bad stuff that was done to the blacks, definitely some nasty stuff. But some of them, I mean, things kind of died down after Johnson and the Civil Rights Act. Things seemed to settle down, but now it's starting to stir its ugly head. And I fear for people. I really do. I just don't know why.
It's an angry time. Worse. It's Pete. You know, it's an angry time. And I always say the same thing when we get into the race issue. I always felt that through the course of my life, right? I'm 53. From the time I was born till, let's say, even just 3 or 4 years ago, there was a steady progression, I think, positive race relations, right? We got to the point where you stop looking at somebody, or most of us stop looking at people because of the color of their skin, and things just became the norm, and they should have been the norm. Like, things were just accepted. And then something has happened here in the last half a dozen years that has sent us back, you know, 30 years, and it's become a very volatile, angry situation, and it's not being helped at all by the media who want to fan the flames, you know?
Not at all, not at all. And then also, today, who are the presidential hopefuls in the Democrat Party that all of a sudden decided that we have to pay reparations? Yeah, really?
Yeah.
To who?
Yeah.
Who's going to have to pay it? Not me. You know, that's where we're going. People got a chip on their shoulder.
Yeah.
Why?
That's a pet peeve for me, man, because that drives me nuts. Because I, you know, last I looked, I never had slaves. I never owned slaves. You know, I'm like I said, I'm 53. I was born in 1966. That there were terrible, 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 terrible things done in the history of this country, but they weren't done by me, and they'll never be done by me. And I certainly am not going to be try to be coerced or guilted into paying money for something that I didn't do.
No, I mean, who are you going to pay? Look at the Chinese. They were slaves. They slave labor built the railroads. We're going to pay them, too?
No, you're exactly right.
It's nuts.
Yeah, you're exactly
it's
right.
It's nuts, so. Anyway.
All right, Pete, listen, thanks for the call, buddy. Enjoy the weekend. I appreciate you, checking in. And he had mentioned a couple of the presidential candidates in regard to Jesse Smollett. And Cory Booker said the vicious attack on actor Jesse Smollett was an attempted modern-day lynching. I'm glad he's safe, etc., etc. Nancy Pelosi said the racist, homophobic attack on Jesse Smollett is an affront to our humanity. No one should be attacked for who they are, whom they love. Again, that was the lovely Nancy Pelosi. Kamala Harris said, Jesse Smollett is one of the kindest, most gentle human beings I know. I'm praying for his quick recovery. Everybody was so ready to come to his aid. Al Sharpton, the charlatan, says the attack is a reminder of the times we live in. The times we live in. Here's Al Sharpton, who is the biggest con man out there. This is a guy who brought you Tawana Brawley, right, and stood by her and lied to you the whole time and made a career out of that case and went from basically a street con man into supposedly a leader of the movement. Give me a break. He's a joke. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, after Entertainment Tonight reported the possible homophobic and racially charged attack, she tweeted, there is no such thing as racially charged. The attack was not possibly homophobic. It was a racist and homophobic attack. She went on the offensive. Of course, singer Katy Perry standing with and sending love to Jesse Smollett. So over there was a bunch more, Rob Reiner, et cetera, all weighed in on the cause. Which, again, was a big fallacy, a big fake. Just really quick, let me run these down before we run out of time. So I printed out a bunch of fake crimes, fake hate crimes. Kansas, this is 2017, November. A student at Kansas State University filed a police report in November 2017 over racist graffiti left on his car. Go home, blank boy, and whites only. That was the graffiti. Well, then later on the student admitted he wrote it out himself. In another instance, in November 2017, more graffiti. Again, this and the same month also turned out to be a hoax. A Missouri high school investigated racial slurs that were left in a bathroom mirror, only to find out the student responsible for that was non-white. In New York, a woman was charged in September 2018 after police determined she fabricated a story about white teens yelling racial slurs at her as she was leaving, and then leaving a racist note on her car. All lies fabricated. December 2018, several racist notes at Drake University were actually the work of one of the students who had been the target of one of the notes. So again, another con job. The Covington catastrophe, we know about this. The national media outlets pronounced on selective edited video that these bunch of kids from this Catholic high school were tormenting this poor indigenous man who was just trying to play his drums. We all know that was a bunch of garbage and lies. More anti-Semitic vandalism in New York City turned out to be a hoax and the work of a Democrat activist that, according to police, the anti-Semitic vandalism actually was real, but the suspect wasn't the right-winger that everyone assumed it was. The police actually arrested, based on surveillance footage, a 26-year-old James Polite, who actually interned for the City Hall on anti-hate issues. More, and there's more of these. There's dozens more, but I'll just read you a couple more. Let's see. This was in a church the week before Trump was elected in 2016. The DCNF is including a bonus because it was so egregious. A black church burned in the name of Trump after a black church burned in Greenville, Mississippi, was set on fire and spray painted with the words "Vote Trump." The Washington Post original coverage of the incident read in part, "Greenville Mayor Eric Simmons called the fire a hateful and cowardly act sparked by incendiary rhetoric and GOP nominee Donald Trump during his presidential speech." But the church was set on fire by one of the church's own constituents. So there you go. And he was black, by the way. Another hoax: Muslim woman in the university at the University of Michigan received the national attention from dozens of outlets in November 2016. She claimed she was drunk She claimed a drunk 20-something-year-old man threatened to light her on fire and remove her hijab. Of course, that was turned out to be a hoax. A bisexual student faked a Trump-inspired attack. Taylor Volk, an open bisexual senior at North Park University, claimed to be the target of hateful notes and emails following Trump's election in 2016. Once again, the whole thing was fabricated. An 18-year-old Muslim woman in Louisiana in 2016 claimed that a bunch of men wearing Trump hats robbed her and attacked her and spit on her at gunpoint. She later admitted to the Lafayette Police Department that she made the whole thing up. In 2016, a church organist was arrested and found responsible for spray painting a swastika and an anti-gay slur inside the church. So they thought it was from somebody on the outside. Case, it was actually the guy playing the piano. There you go. Another 18-year-old Muslim woman, this time in New York, was the subject of a breathless headlines in December 2016. She claimed to have been attacked by a group of Donald Trump supporters in a New York subway while onlookers did nothing. The woman was Yasmin Saweed. Anyway, she would go on to confess that she made the whole thing up. More and more and more racial slurs on his own garage. Some guy spray-painted racial slurs on his own garage and then claimed, of course, that it was a hate crime. Well, they found out through video surveillance that it was him. He went outside painting his old garage, which, again, is nutso. A Muslim student at Beloit College wrote anti-Muslim graffiti on his own dorm room door. Again, he was caught because of other students saw him. Listen, I got pages and pages of this. And pages. All right. I'm exhausted reading about it. I'm sure you're exhausted hearing about it. All right, I'm going to take the Jesse Smollett pile and throw it in the garbage. All right, I'm going to come back. We're going to talk a little baseball. We'll change gears. And my good friend John LeBoutelier, who, again, is a baseball fan and a former congressman, also a Fox News contributor back in the day. We're going to talk a little baseball. We'll turn the direction of the show for a little bit. We'll come back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network and War Now.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Friends, I've been telling you now for more than a year how MyPillow has given me back something I haven't had for a long time, and that's some great sleep. And you can get good sleep, too, with a MyPillow. It keeps its shape, stays cool all night long, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. And you can toss a MyPillow in your washer, dryer. It's like new again. Try doing that with your pillow. And it is 100% made in the USA. And here's a great deal. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows, two Go Anywhere pillows to take on vacation for half off. Free shipping. Don't forget a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. 1-800-951-8175. And my USA promo code is good for anything on the MyPillow.com website.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible's CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American gold Gold Eagle for the retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and can show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
War now.
Have you written a book?
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Welcome back. It's Lee Elsie filling in for Wayne Allyn Root on the USA Radio Network. Every Wednesday on my own morning show, I sit down and chat with former congressman and just huge, huge baseball fan, John LeBoutelier. And John has his own podcast called Revolution, the podcast. You can get it on iTunes and SoundCloud. And like I said, every Wednesday we normally talk about politics and we sprinkle in some baseball. But I figured, you know, we're right there on the edge. Of baseball season, so I thought maybe we'd just talk baseball. And John, first I want to congratulate you because this past week was the 100th episode of your podcast, so you had 100 shows in the bank, so congratulations as far as that goes. Well done.
Correct. This past Sunday we put our number 100 out, and pretty good. I think that one's doing pretty well. Thank you for mentioning it.
Well, that's great. I want people to get to that. And then on a sad note, I just want to say sorry. I know you lost one of your friends, one of the folks who you did your Fox News show with, which, again, I'm sorry to hear that you lost your buddy.
Political Insiders, we lost Pat Cadell on Saturday at 68 years old, way too young, died of a stroke. And an example for everybody who's listening and for you and me, all of us, that you got to take care of yourself. Pat did not, but how you live, health-wise, you know, the first 50 years of your life, diet, drinking, drugs, working out, if you live a healthy, good first half of your life, the second half will probably be pretty good. Not definitely, but probably.
Right.
But if you don't take care of yourself in those first 40 or 50 years, you're going to pay for it in the second half, the back half of your life. And Pat never worked out, ate terribly, God knows what he did. He looked terrible in person, and he deteriorated. And 68 nowadays in 2019 is way too young to die unless you get some terrible disease. But he died of not taking care of himself.
Yeah.
Pat was a friend of mine, one of the smartest political people by far I've ever met. I learned a lot from him, and I'm sad. I'm sad for him, for us, for his daughter. daughter and grandchildren.
Right. 68 is way too young.
But let's pick it up a little bit. We'll talk about baseball for a little while. So 10 years, $300 million. That's some serious money.
And they have new owners out there who are quoted before the signing as saying that they're acutely aware that San Diego has never won a championship in any sport. And, of course, they just lost the Chargers a couple of years ago up to L.A. And they've got a beautiful new baseball park for baseball, not for football.
Right.
That was the reason the Chargers left. They couldn't get a football stadium. But the Pods got one. And San Diego, frankly, is one of the most beautiful cities in the world.
Right.
And if they're a good team, now they've got a lot of good young talent coming up, according to all the scouting agencies that publicize it.
Number one by far, minor league system.
There you go.
Yeah.
And they have spent money. They went last year and got Eric Hosmer on a $118 million deal, the first baseman from, who I think is a fantastic player, who won a World Series and got to two World Series with the Royals, left-hand hitting first baseman. They've got Will Myers in right field. Now, remind me, they've got one of these kids. Oh, yeah, it's Fernando Tatis Jr.
Yes.
And he's considered one of the top prospects in baseball. I think he's targeted for AAA, but he's on his way. They're serious.
Yeah.
They're also still in the Bryce Harper sweep.
Right.
So,
somebody's going to make a big, probably $500 million offer to Mike Trout.
That's why if the Phillies don't end up with either Machado or Harper, it's because they're husbanding their resources for Mike Trout, who comes from the suburbs of Philadelphia.
I think he was a Philadelphia Eagle fan, big time. I don't know about the baseball.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. And because he comes from southern Jersey, where Philadelphia is. So, and he's got another year and a half. He's got, 2 years. He's got this year, 2019, and he doesn't become a free agent until after 2020.
So we were talking about him a little bit yesterday, a couple of other baseball friends of mine, and one of them is a big fan of the stat war. So we were going over some of that stuff and what the war was of Willie Mays, and he's the number one center fielder of all time. And believe it or not, by the time this season is over, because war they compile every year, and eventually that's your final number after you retire, Trout will get into the top five all-time center fielders at the end of this year in war.
So let's explain to your listeners, WAR, war, stands for wins above replacement.
Right.
And it's a statistical analysis to measure, in this case, let's say I'm a center fielder and I'm playing and I'm a regular starting guy. And we're taking Mike Trout and we're measuring it against me. And he brings X amount of wins per season above me in center field.
Right.
That he will win more games than I do, which of course he would. I should have used you. You were an outfielder.
All right.
But anyway, Mike Trout, I mean, you talk about five-tool players. Now, the five tools of baseball are hit with power. So hit first, hit with power, run, field, and throw. Well, he does all of them. I mean, he's fast, has huge power, high on-base percentage, great arm, a great fielder. You see him every year. He's going over fences to catch balls. He's the best player in baseball. He's one of the greatest players of all time.
All right, John, that's a great place to wrap it up. So, again, thanks a lot. Talking a little baseball. Change of pace here on the USA Radio Network. We're going to take a break. We'll come right back. You're listening to War Now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
War Now!
You USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Most Democrats are moving quickly to stop President Trump's declaration of a national emergency at the U.S.-Mexico border. Democrats plan to schedule a vote on a resolution to stop the order as early as next week Tuesday. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham tells Fox News this is all about politics.
I've sat down with Democrats to try to solve this problem on a Democrat's watch. Nobody suggested we did not need to secure the border. Nobody suggested this was a manufactured crisis on Obama's watch. So what's changed? They just hate Trump, and that does bother me.
New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft has been charged in a prostitution and human trafficking sting operation. Homeland Security and IRS agents were involved in the bust that took place in Jupiter, Florida, at a local massage parlor. And producers of Empire say Jussie Smollett's character will be written out of the final two episodes of the current season. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy in my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
We'll be right back.
and speak with the capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
This show is sponsored by Fortem Resources. Fortem Resources. F-O-R-T-E-M. I'm known as the capitalist evangelist because I love great companies and I love entrepreneurship and I love capitalism and I love oil and gas. And I'm introducing you now to a special company that just became the main title sponsor of my radio show and the sponsor of my TV show. They are a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. The name Fortem Resources. The management team is led by Chairman and CEO Mark Bruner. Legendary oil man who built one of the great stocks in the history of the stock market. He built Ultra Petroleum from 15 cents a share to $200 a share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. That could have been you. Wow. And now his new baby is Fortem Resources. Fortem has over 350,000 acres of high-profile oil and gas resources. More than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortem owns the rights to the enormous City of Gold mining property, 180 square miles, not acres, miles. Fortem's traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR, meaning Frank Thomas Mary Robert, FTMR. And you can visit them at FortemResources.com, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com. Wow, Mark Bruner, stock of the century, amazing guy. Now he's got a new one for you.
All right, we are back. My name is Lee Elsie. Thank you for joining us. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, and War Now, Wayne Allen Root, is off tonight. But we will hear from Wayne at the top of the next hour, like almost 30 minutes to the second away from right now. And, again, he had a little surgery yesterday, and he wants to tell everybody how fantastic he's feeling today. That's the sound you don't want to hear when the doctor comes rolling into the room. So we'll talk to you at the top of the hour. Yeah, that's never a good sign. Never a good sign. So we'll check in with Wade and see how everything is working out. Our number is 833-927-8255, 833-WAR-TALK, the most friendly caller show in the entire country. And I'm always amazed that the signal's coming in loud and clear out in Vegas and Minneapolis and Dallas and San Antonio and Oklahoma City, St. Louis, out in Long Island, everywhere in between. I know the home station for Wayne is out in Las Vegas. It was at one point in time my adopted hometown, which is why I love that place so much, and it's always a lot of fun. So if you guys want to weigh in and call in, I'd be happy to talk to you. So a little something aside from what we've been talking about, I want to just talk to you a little bit about something that I wrote about in our paper and the local paper here in Connecticut. I mean, it has a pretty good coverage, but it's a column that I read every single week. And this one, the title was Demand Truth from Those We Elect. And just to kind of paraphrase what I talked about, it's like basically I hate to break the news to y'all, but most politicians are liars, right? Big, fat, tall, tale-telling, whopper-spewing, deceitful liars. It's embedded in the DNA of staunch, lifetime political professionals. It's an evolutionary skill of deceit, factual manipulation, and exaggeration. It's genetic. It's spawned in both Republicans and in Democrats. They're all liars. My definition of a liar is the same as Webster's: to make an untrue statement with the intent to deceive or create a false or misleading impression. There's no wiggle room here, guys. If you purposely say something that you know is inaccurate, you are a liar. Day after day, we watch our political leaders misrepresent the truth and peddle in hypocrisy, hyperbole, and fraud. It doesn't start out that way. I really honestly believe that. It doesn't start out that way. I think people get into politics for righteous reasons. City council members, mayors, first electmen, even state senators, state reps do their best to stay transparent to the people that they represent. However, the higher you go up the food chain, as far as politics go, the more likely you are to become the masters of falsification and fiction. It seems that ego and the thirst for power grows exponentially as you climb the political ladder.
I honestly don't think, again, when you start out in politics, this game, politics, you genuinely do it for all the right reasons. You want to serve. You have ideas of positive change. You jump into action after seeing maybe an issue that is concerning a family member, a friend, a neighbor. You tackle something in your hometown. You usually put your reputation, your sanity, and in many cases, your own personal assets on the line to try to right a wrong. Sadly, though, the lying syndrome seems to be an incurable disease. And in my own home state of Hartford, it's happening right now, just to give you sort of a little once-over. Our current governor, Ned Lamont, promised no tolls on cars if he were elected. It was basically lip service, an exercise in lip service. As soon as he became governor, a couple weeks later, he flip-flopped on that. And just like back in 1990 when we elected Lowell Weicker, and he promised that he would never institute an income tax, boom, he poured gasoline on the fire. He burned up his promise. Just like Ned Lamont doing the same thing. He, again, ran against Bob Stefanowski on the premise that he would not toll cars. He would only toll out-of-state trucks. He repeated his position throughout the entire election. And then again, boom, he lied. Lamont assured Connecticut drivers that, again, if he were elected, they would never face the electronic gantries. And here we are a couple weeks into his administration, and that promise is broken. That, again, is a lie. Now, not only is my home state under constant siege from misrepresentation, but even at the worst, that you're wherever you're from, again, if you're out there in Nevada or in Texas or in Missouri or in New York, you've got your own hometown politicians who are, in some cases, a little dirty. And then when you get up to your governors and your, you know, high-powered people in your own home state, they're getting a little bit dirty as the higher they go up that political ladder. But that doesn't even come close to what happens in Washington. The federal city is home to the lying champions of the world. Decades of half-truths rain down on top of everybody. President Bush's read my lips. President Clinton's I did not have sexual relations with that woman. Obama, if you like your doctor, you can keep it. And yes, I hate to say it, but even Trump's notable campaign pledge, Mexico is going to pay for the wall. All fabrications, all twists of truth. The D.C. swamp is real. There's a tremendous pressure to bend your party's wishes to your political expediency. The taste of power is real, and it clouds judgment, even the most virtuous, they get caught up in this. Now, you know the guy Lord Acton, right? He once quoted, "Power tends to corrupt, and absolute power corrupts absolutely." That's what happens in Washington. It does. Members of Congress, how about this? Let me throw a couple stats at you, and then we'll take a break. But members of Congress receive $174,000 in salaries. That's what they get every year. And yet in 2015, the median net worth of a U.S. senator was $3.2 million. The average net worth of the members of the House of Representatives was $900,000. So these people are making $174,000 a year. And senators somehow are worth $3.2 million. I mean, look at it in your life. It's akin to you making $38,000, but your net worth is $1.2 million. Can you imagine that? Can't do it. American household is worth just under $80,000. That math doesn't add up. How are these people becoming millionaires? How are they building such wealth and influence? We've set up a system in this country where you no longer, again, can get honesty out of your politicians. It's just that simple. The longer you stay in Washington, the more power that is thrust upon you. Committee chairmanships, campaign money, more television visibility, invitations to the best parties. You get into that clique. They all come in by simply playing ball. It's the shady truth. That's what it is. You've got to be shady where necessary. In other words, you got to lie. Now, it's up to all of us to hold our elected officials responsible for what they do and what they say. We can no longer be lied to. We should no longer be manipulated. We should roar for justice from your hometown to my hometown straight out to Washington. It's time for all of us sheep to become the lions and demand the truth. I don't know about you, but I am I'm sick and tired, especially doing what I do, what we do in this business, where we follow this so closely, where every word we, you know, we listen to every word, we dissect every sentence, we figure out every paragraph, every speech, we go over with a fine-tooth comb to figure out what was said and what was meant. I'm sick and tired of seeing a politician tell me one thing, only to get elected to do another. To me, it's fraud. You know, you're putting your trust in somebody. If somebody goes out and runs and all they do is spew garbage, and like sheep, the American people or whatever state you're in, they buy it, they soak it up, they live it, they love it. No matter what the person says, they go along with it. And then when they get in office, they flip-flop, they do whatever they want, and everybody seems to forget. They get mad for a couple minutes, and then they forget. And then next time there's an election, they forget that the guy lied to them, and they put him in again and again and again. It's ridiculous. We've got to do a better job. We have to do a better job as voters. Because it's really, when it boils all down into the brass tacks, it's our fault. It's our fault as consumers of this garbage that we let these people get away with it. All right, there you have it. We got up by my soapbox. I'll get down now and we can get back to some other stuff. Again, you're listening to the USA Radio Network. My name is Lee Elsie. I'm humbly filling in for Wayne Allen Root, who will join us here in less than 20 minutes. We'll chat with him about what's going on with him. Our number is 833-927-8255, 833-WAR-TALK. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to War Now.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Liberty Mutual Insurance knows you're focusing on the road right now, so we'll just describe our newspaper print ad to you. It's a tiny square that's colored a newspaper shade of gray that has you thinking yellow. As the words read, Liberty Mutual customizes your insurance so you only pay for what you need. Now that's the kind of print ad that'll make you glad you still read newspapers.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Step up your style with some of our best savings on quality flooring at Lumber Liquidators. Save 15% on all premium Bellawood hardwood floors from only $3.99 a square foot. Or save 15% on our best bamboo Morningstar Ultra. And let our professional installation team do the work for you. Plus, special financing helps make your tax refund go even further. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you. Lumber Liquidators, beautiful floors for less.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root on behalf of my great buddy, Ron Corey. Ron's one of the most successful businessmen of Vegas. He's living the American dream, and he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. This Vegas tough guy and former Marine fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world with the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron beat the police, City Hall, and Stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, ebook, or Kindle. That's Corey, C-O-U-R-Y. Visit his website, RonCoreyAuthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today.
War Now!
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
But I want to thank the sponsor of this show, Cinegenics, of this national radio show. They also sponsor my TV show. They are fantastic. They made Wayne Root great again. Thank you, Cinegenics. Everybody who watches the TV show says, wow, you look younger, you look thinner, you look better. And that's a real compliment to Cinegenics. They made me great again. They can make you great again. If Trump makes America great again, they make Americans great again, one American at a time. Give a call at 888-YOUNGER, 888-YOUNGER, as opposed to older. If you want to be older, fatter, or look worse, you know, call this number. But if you want to feel great and look great, call 888-YOUNGER. You want to be thinner, you want to be younger, 888-YOUNGER, or go to Cinegenics.com, C-E-N-E-Genics, G-E-N-I-C-S.com. Free, no obligation consultation. What do you have to lose? They're paying the nickel. And the call's free to you, and then the time on the phone is free. So you risk nothing, nada.
All right, welcome back. I'm Lee Elsie filling in for Wayne Allen Root, and we will hear from him in less than 15 minutes or so. Find out how he is doing out there in Las Vegas and check in with that. Our number is 833-927-8255. Again, all across the country, wherever you may be on this Friday afternoon/evening, give us a call. Any topic is always up for grabs. So, you know, I just wanted to spend a couple minutes because we haven't gotten a chance to talk about this yet, but maybe the second biggest story to break today was New England Patriot owner Robert Kraft, again, charged with two counts of soliciting. I laugh because he's 77. Soliciting a prostitute at a Florida spa. Cops say there's video. So I'm thinking, just from the outside, sort of deducing this. So the cops must have placed video cameras at the Orchids of Asia Day Spa in Jupiter, 90 miles north of Miami, right? He was among more than a dozen people who were charged with soliciting a prostitute, et cetera, et cetera. But the guy is worth billions of dollars. Billions! What is going through his head to go to an Asia Day Spa in Jupiter, where suspects pay between $59 and $79 for services? He's a billionaire. I mean, literally, he could buy a house and stock the house filled with $1,000 a night hookers from anywhere in the world, and go to the house anytime he wants without anybody asking any questions at all. Yet he, I don't know, maybe he's got some kind of depravity. He's out there looking for that ugly side of the sex trade industry. And so, I don't know, but there's a video out there which, good God, nobody wants to see, right? Nobody wants to see that. Oh, man. But, man, Robert Kraft charged again today with soliciting a prostitute. I'm sorry, I laugh because, you know, here in New England, where I'm broadcasting from, Kraft's like a god. You know, Brady's like, the only thing worse than this, well, would be Brady, right? I mean, Kraft is love. They love Kraft to death here. He's bringing them all these different championships. He brought him Belichick. Well, Belichick maybe would be ahead on the popularity curve, ahead of Kraft. But, you know, Kraft is up there. I'm wondering what the true blue, dyed-in-the-wool New England Patriot fan is going to do, right, when they kind of ferret this out and figure out what's going on. Listen, this is going to be one of those stories that I would assume will blow away, and pardon the pun, in a couple days. But, you know, in the long and short of it, again, pardon the pun, he is going to have to deal with the embarrassment of this. And like I said, God, if the videotape comes out, I mean, who wants to see that? A sex tape with Robert Kraft, 77-year-old owner who probably, I mean, I have like $26 on me. I would bet $26 that Robert Kraft could not do 2 push-ups, right? And I would double it up on that. He couldn't do 1 sit-up, a full sit-up, not a fake sit-up. So $26 to anybody who would prove me wrong. So nobody wants to see that video that's circulating out there. And apparently Donald Trump has weighed. Of course he's weighed in. What are you? He's not going to weigh in on this? President Trump also commented on the charges Friday, telling reporters at the White House he was very surprised to see it. Huh? I'm very sad, he says. Sad and surprised. He proclaimed his innocence totally. And I'm very surprised to see it again. Kraft, who is worth $6 billion, founded the International Forest Productions Products in 1972 and helped become one of the top importer-exporter companies by the late 1990s. He also invested in the New England Television Corporation in 1982, and he owns the New England Patriots. And now he will have to deal with the embarrassment of soliciting a prostitute. Now listen. If we find out that there's something more sinister going on at this particular little brothel, then now you've got a different issue. My guess is it's just probably one of those things. Got caught in the wrong place, the wrong time, with his hands in the wrong cookie jar. And again, he will pay the price for that in the short term, but long term, probably not a big deal. All right, listen, it's a couple minutes before the top of the hour. When we come back, yes, Wayne Allen Root will be with us. Looking forward to talking to Wayne. And again, we got to get to the bottom of what happened to him yesterday and find out, you know, how he's feeling today. So we'll do all that. That's the sound you don't want to hear going into surgery. All right, you're listening to the USA Radio Network and War Now. We'll be back.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.